Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast. Bedtime stories for breakfast.
Elba. Why do you have to do that again?
This is going to be a thing.
I would rather it not be.
I like this.
Okay,
this
is welcome.
Welcome to a good night's snacks for lunch.
Welcome to
Do I say that every time?
Go away. Welcome to bedtime stories for breakfast.
Good night snuggles for supper. Comment. What do you want our actual name to be?
You have permission to leave my room. So yeah, to start us off, I just wanted us to talk a little about what we've really liked about doing this podcast so far.
Yeah.
So for me, I've really been enjoying kind of just how different this is from a lot of the things I've poured time into recently.
Very good.
I feel like this occurred to me a lot when I was like editing and doing music. Like, I've never done music like this before. Like, the music is kind of like, it's a meme, you know what I mean? Like, I've never done meme music before, and I was doing it and I was like, man, I can be really, like, for those of you who know me out there, like, I can be really pretentious about like art and music.
No,
like, I'm just like a pretentious little boy. And so this is kind
I was
of
actually talking
me
to you about my friend to my friends about how hipster you are.
Yeah, see, that's not surprising, but I feel like as much as I still appreciate that kind of thing, this has been teaching me a lot about just like the value of art inherently, and being like, yeah, like art can actually be really valuable.
It's deep.
Just because it's art, and because it can make you laugh and make you smile and make you feel things. Doesn't need to
here.
I feel like, because, you know what I mean, like, we're not producing literature here, you know what I mean? Like, C.S. Lewis is like my favorite author, and I love how he makes me think, and like, you know what I mean, he it's all like allegorical, and he's
yeah.
like,
yeah, and who else
telling
is
you deep things about the world.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's all these like crazy metaphors and deepness, but like, we're just here telling you a story about a turtle named Timothy.
Yeah.
And he's cool too, and he's gonna tell you something too, maybe.
You'll learn. Lessons will be learned from Timothy the turtle. No, but you know, it's been fun. It's been a good time. Obviously it's different from what I do every day. I mean, not totally, because basically I'm just me all the time, and it's just, you know, and so this is kind of an outlet of me, you know, like I get to be me here, and so it's kind of cool, you know, with like a lot of life, you're not supposed to be how I am, right? Like, I get people asking me all the time, Matt, how old are you? I'm like 20, 2-0, and they're like, what? I thought you were 14.
Yeah, it's okay. People say I look 12.
It's okay. We're 6 foot.
Seriously though, I said I was 12.
I think you're taller than me, to
like,
be honest.
I was talking to my friend Bryce the other day. Shout out to Bryce. And I was like, I look 12. And
Bryce,
he's like,
the
yeah,
nice.
And I was like, thanks. And he's like, no, for real, you look 12. And I was like, thanks, Bryce. He's like, no, seriously.
You look 12.
And he kept on repeating it as if, like, I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, no, you look 12. I don't look 12. No, you look 12.
Thanks, Bryce.
Look at your mustache.
Let's start talking now about last episode. What is Timothy experience?
Recap.
For? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Timothy, you know, he's going through a little bit of a dilemma. Yeah, his boss is missing his trousers.
Yeah, his boss, who's Craig the Lobster.
Craig the Lob.
So can we talk a little bit about where Timothy works? Because this didn't really occur to me until I was editing.
Yeah, he works at a precinct, right?
No. That would be logical. Yeah, you're like, he got his dream job at a law firm.
A law firm.
Because
yeah.
Every detective's dream job is
a law firm.
A law firm.
I just kind of say things, Matt. And
so
I
you got to save this one now. Like, what is Craig's job? I'm going to put you on the spot right now. What
Craig's
is
job? He's a detective for a law
firm.
No,
Craig. What's...
Oh, Craig's job.
Yeah.
He's the sheriff. He's the sheriff of the law firm.
So Timothy works for Craig, who's a sheriff at a law firm, Timothy's a detective.
The animal kingdom is different.
Okay.
I don't know it like
Describe
I do.
Describe to me in detail the
detail.
Legal...
Detail! That's like how you say pecans. Pecans!
Recently, I was trying to text someone the other day, like, saying detail, and I almost put in brackets, like, how to say it,
because
like I wanted them to read it in detail instead of like detail.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Because
okay,
see, my pretentiousness is
detail.
Showing. Yeah,
the pecan.
You know it. Mm.
I'm scared.
So yeah, is that? Should we bring in Johnny now?
I think so. I think it's time for episode 2. I think without further ado,
bedtime stories
for breakfast.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? Like, looked at me. I was like, "Are you? What are you doing?"
We didn't talk about that beforehand. Okay, I'll play that weird sound effect now.
Hey, welcome, Johnny.
Oh, good day, good night, good morrow. Why are you looking at me like that? You got something to say?
I just welcomed you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. Us ants, we get a little, you know, aggressive sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Fiery.
Fiery, yeah. We antagonize people. Ant.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thanks. I'm here all week. No, I'm not. I'm not here all week. Once I get my paycheck, out of here. Just kidding. Really enjoyed my time here. Good night snacks for Tickles. What is it called?
Bedtime Stories for Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, that one. It's a good podcast. Welcome here to episode 2 of Timothy T. Turtleson and the Missing Pants. Hold on to your trousers. We bring you back to the law firm. Old Craigie boy was having a bad time. He was crying. He had nachos everywhere. In his ears, in his eyes, in his nose, in his mouth. Timothy was there, consoling him. Telling him about the good times. The one time when him and Craig went snowboarding and Timothy fell. And Craig picked him up and tickled his knees to make him feel better. Craig started to smile a little bit, crack a grin. But then Tim knew he had to get down to business. So he went and grabbed a pen and his diary, and he went back to Craig to ask him some questions. "Craig," Timothy said, "I need you to tell me what happened. When did you lose your pants? When, where, how, who, what? Why?" Craig slowly got up. He was covered in nachos. And he said to Timothy, "Listen, Tim. Yesterday I was getting steamy. I mean real steamy, Timothy. You've never seen that before. I was at a place called Swiss Chalet, Timothy, with my old friend, Brian. He's a beaver. Me and Brian, we get real steamy, Timothy. Nothing like Sunday steam." Timothy agreed. He had been to Swiss Chalet before. Craig started to cry again. He said, "Tim, I was in the steam bath. It was butter. Good, have a good time. And I got out, and I started to look for my pants. They were gone, Timothy. And all that was left was a note." And Craig reached into his desk, got out a note, and handed it to Timothy. It had pesto on it. Pesto, Timothy thought. Who the devil eats pesto? That's a little weird. Timothy read the note. It said, "I saw your pants, and I took a chance. Now I'm in a trance, and my name is Lance." Timothy was filled with shivers. He shook a little bit. His toes clacked together. I mean, he only had like 2 because he's a turtle. So it was like... Craig stood up and said, "Timothy, pull yourself together. We gotta find my pants." Craig grabbed Timothy's left thumb and squeezed it. Timothy was truly filled with courage. He knew that he had to do what he had to do. So he ran out to his coworker, Teresa. He said, "Teresa, I will find these pants. I've been in this law firm for 2 weeks. And I know that this is my calling, is to find my boss's pants." Teresa was filled with joy. You could see it all over her. But she said nothing because she was a tree. Timothy got out into his car, his noble steed, a Mini Cooper, turned it on, and drove to the one place he knew that Lance would be, the gym. Oh yes, Lance was a true go-getter. He had big arms. He kind of looked like a Dorito. Oh yes, he's heard of Lance before. He's a famous, pterodactyl named Lance. And he has very strong arms.
Gotcha.
They call him...
Does he know him because, like, the whole Animal Olympics thing? From, like,
Timothy? Yes. Yeah, he was there. He was in the Animal Olympics. He won 4th place. Yeah, they give him a purple ribbon. It says, "You came here." It's pretty good.
I got those at track and field every year. It's a true story.
You loved those, didn't you?
I did. They were the most acceptance I got from anything other than, like, my teachers for academics in elementary school, in all honesty.
It's true, ladies and gentlemen. It's true. So, Timothy went into the gym. It was called Buff Boys with an I. He walked in, he looked around, he knew he had to act tough just like the other guys. So he started to flex a little bit. Timothy looked around and he saw a pterodactyl ripped. It was Lance Strongarms. He walked up to him, said, "Hey Lance," and he put a toothpick in his mouth to look cool. But he jammed it right into his gum. So he kind of winced. Lance thought he was speaking pterodactyl, so he started to go back to Timothy. Timothy pulled the toothpick out and asked him some questions about the pants. Lance wasn't fazed. He knew that Timothy was a detective, so Lance said, "Listen, old Timmy boy," this is what he sounded like, "Hey, I'm Lance. I'm strong." "Oh, Lance Strongarm. Sorry. That's the other guy. That's my cousin. He's a plug." He did some kind of con move where he pretended he landed somewhere.
How does it work where your cousin's a human and you're a pterodactyl? How is that? Can you describe that to me in detail?
When a mummy
and a
pterodactyl fall in love.
Less detail.
Well, he did fly to the moon, did he not?
I don't get that joke, and I don't want to.
Well, pterodactyls can fly.
But... Oh, is that because Lance Armstrong did drugs?
What?
What?
He flew to the moon. He's half pterodactyl.
Lance Armstrong?
Yes.
No, Lance Armstrong is the Olympic bike medalist who, like, did all the... That's Neil Armstrong.
Neil.
This whole bit that you've been doing for like 5 minutes, you were doing it right, but you thought...
And by landing on the moon, I mean really breaking all the records in the Olympics as a mighty fine biker. He's not that. He's not an astronaut, that Lance. He's a good guy. But I'm Lance Strongarm, and I didn't take your boss's pantaloons. Timothy didn't buy it. Timothy knew that Lancey boy, oh, he took him all right. So he pulled out his magnifying glass, and he got to work. He looked here, he looked there, he looked underwear. He noticed that someone in the corner was a little bit sketchy, the activity. He was wearing a big cloak. He had a fedora on. You know, he kind of like covering his whole face except for his eyes, and he was flicking his eyebrows.
So I got to ask, because we are talking about the animal kingdom and stuff.
Yep, of course.
When you say he was sketchy, the activity...
He was... He went to doing the sketchy.
Like, was he like a little sketchboard with the tuning old knobs at the bottom?
What do you think this is? Toy Story? No.
I don't know, man.
He was a sketch boy.
Okay.
As in, he was sketching.
Oh.
Yes, he was wearing a fedora, flicking his eyebrows, and sketching. But what was on the paper was the pants. He was drawing the pants. So Timothy ran over there. He said, "Listen, those pants that you're drawing there, those are my boss's pants. Where'd you see him?" The sketch dude looked at him and said, "Well, there's a little rumor going on that your grandma has it." Timothy was like, "What? My grandma? You mean Granny Jenkins? Well, you betcha. Granny Jenkins. She took the pants and she ran to France. So don't be mad at old Lance.
Tour de France.
Absolutely. Spoiler alert. So Timothy knew what he had to do next. He went to the bathroom. And then he bought tickets to France.
For the tour de France.
Flew there, landed, went through customs, grabbed a quick baguette, and then joined the tour de France. He's got connections. His dad's an Olympian.
Was he competing against Lance?
Of course. But he needed to find his grandma. And the only way that Timothy could find his grandma was by winning the Tour de France.
Was Lance on the drugs at this point?
You mean Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
Or Lance Strongarm?
Oh, good question.
Because Lance Strongarm is, he likes cold and sinus.
Oh.
Advil cold and sinus?
Yeah.
Oh. Lots a day. Tell you that much for free.
You tell me a lot of things for free.
Yeah, I'm going to start charging you next. Yeah, okay, well, this is not for free. Lance Strongarm likes Advil. So, it was the day of the big race. Timothy had been training for 0 seconds and 0 hours and 0 days. He was going into this fresh, a fresh turtle. But he had racing in his blood. He knew it. And there he found his father, right there, Papa John. At the Tour de France, looking at Timothy. Timothy was so much filled with joy. His nips did an opposite sag. They reached to the heavens. Timothy ran over and embraced his dad and said, Papa, I'm so glad you're here. And he said, Timothy, I have to tell you something. The pants, your granny took them. And the only way that she's going to give them back to you, if you win the Tour de France. Now, I know that's today, and it's like half an hour from now, but I'll train you. Insert training montage here.
We don't have the budget for that?
Insert nothing here. Thank you. The race started. Timothy was off to a good start. There he was, pedaling like his life depended on it. Many hours went by of grueling race through rain, through sun, through the moon, and through the stars. The Tour de France was almost over. Timothy was in fourth place. He's behind snaky little snake, who was in first.
Sounds like a very real name.
Yes, he's very real. He's from Australia.
Gotcha.
Snaky little snake looked back and said, Crikey. Hello there, Timothy. It's good to see you. And Timothy said, Gooey! Snaky little snake was really fast. He was a speedy boy. But Timothy was faster. He needed the pants. So, right before the finish line, Timothy did a leap of faith. He jumped off his bike and shot all his limbs into his shell. As his shell flew through the air, it crossed the finish line before anyone else. Timothy had won the Tour de France. His grandma. Granny Smith?
Jenkins.
Wrong apple. Was so proud of him. She said, listen, Timothy. I've had this for a while. And for a while, I mean by like 2 weeks. But I found these pants. And I want to give them to you. Timothy acquired the pants. Won the Tour de France. And took a chance. He went home a new turtle, a new man, with new dreams and more pants. He went back to Craig and said, listen, Craig, here's your pants. Craig had never had a bigger smile on his face. He embraced Timothy and gave him his tickles. And that is the story of Timothy T. Turtleson.
Wait, wait, wait. Timothy's a detective.
Yes.
So what about the grandma? She stole.
Oh yeah. Family.
But isn't Timothy like really campy?
Yeah.
So wouldn't he feel like kind of?
You're making me change the script now. Okay, no, rewind. Timothy arrested his grandma, threw her against the cop car, and punched her 3 times. This is it, Grandma. The law is above all.
No. I think you're. I don't think you're getting quite who Timothy is.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I know Timothy. You think you know Timothy? I know Timothy.
So why don't you just tell me what actually happened?
Okay. For realsies.
For realsies.
Timothy, he actually works, he still works at the burrito place. He's the manager there. Bless you and have a good night. Johnny out.
Okay, thanks, Johnny. We'll do that paycheck to you and we'll never...
Never hear from you again.
Yeah.
Never.
Never. But yeah, this has been...
Oh yeah, come here.
Yeah, this has been Bedtime Stories for Breakfast.
For Breakfast.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
It's like
for sticking by us.
2 a.m. now?
It's 2 a.m. and I get up in like 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. This one was a wild time to record, but...
Wild time. Thank you so much for staying with us and listening. Really appreciate you guys. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram.
At Bedtime Stories for Breakfast.
For Breakfast. It's late. It's early.
I have to wear the headphones to like make sure we're not clipping or anything.
Yeah.
And I get delay and it's wild.
Yeah. It's like there's an app for that.
Yeah. Like I'm the real life speech jammer.
Yeah, for sure. That's real life here. It's real life. Yeah. No, for all those out there. For sure. Thank you
We're
so
Canadian.
Much. We're Canadian.
You know that because if you're listening, you're a close family friend.
Probably. But bless you. Thank you so much.
Keep you.
We don't want to keep anyone.
No, but like, never mind.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Gotcha.
No, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Yeah, give us a like, give us a review, unless it's not 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. Honestly, like, it seems like a weird little thing, but like just throwing a 5-star review on iTunes really helps the little algorithm thingy. And then people might find us, and then maybe people will love us.
Maybe.
Chances are pretty small, but we'll see.
But thank you so much for enduring this episode of Good Night Snacks for Breakfast. Episode 2. Hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll hear you in 2 weeks.
And you can get on my house now.
All right.
That was to Matt, not to you guys. Again, you'll hear us... In your sleep. Okay, bye-bye.